All right, so I want to take up a question, and it's on Chafbez on Vez and Sukkah. We did it the beginning of this past year. About the requirements in the Schach of Tzilasa Merub Mechamasa. All right, so let's see. And really, I think it comes out with there are three shitas in the Rishonim. We'll just try to stick to the Ran, and possibly we'll get to Rabbeinu Tam. All right, so the Gemara asks the question that this Mishnah says more shade than sun is kshera. Right? The implication is that if it's even, it's psula. But the first Mishnah says if it's more sun than shade, it's psula. Right? And the implication is that if it's even, it's kshera. So that's the Gemara's stira. Okay? From the Mishnah on base to the Mishnah on Chof Beis. Okay. So the Gemara is like this. Lo kasha. Kan milamalo, kan milamato. Okay. This one is milamalo, and this one is milamato. So what does that mean? So Rashi is like this. He says, when we say that even is psula, right, ki adadi psula, that's lamalo koi. That's talking about on the top. That there's between each kona, the width of a kona. Okay? Even if it's exact. So you have kona space, and the spaces are exactly the size of the kona.
What's a kona?
A rod, a pole, a piece of good schach. So it's psula, right? That's ki adadi. Why? Lefi shechamos ha'avir nearest ba'aretz rechova harbi minatzel shel schach. Because the sun from the avir is appears very wide on the ground, much wider than the shade of the schach. So you're going to basically get on the ground more sun than shade. And when it says ki adadi is kshera, that took a shir milamato, meaning on the ground. He's learning that the sun and the shade are even on the ground. Right, so if the sun and the shade are even on the ground, then it's yadua that the konim or rechovim in avir. Yeah. Then you know for sure that the schach is wider than the air. So what do we really need? So that's Rashi. All right, that's the way Rashi is learning. Lamala means in the schach, meaning the actual substance in the schach. If it's ki adodi, so then it's psula. Because it's what? Because it's more sun on the ground. And when it says ki adodi kshera, it means on the ground. Okay. All right. I know there's going to be a point in between. But there's going to be a point in between. But let's just go through the pshat quickly. So then the Gemara says, and that's what people say. Rav Papa said, "Hainu damri inshi, kizuza mila el ki istra mila tachas." Okay, that's the old expression. That if you have a hole that's the size of a zuz, the amount of light it lets in is like a cella, right? Meaning, the light will will spread out in the you get a bigger spotlight than you'll get than the size of the spotlight that the sun casts is greater than the size of the diameter of the hole that's letting in the light, right? Okay. Diffraction.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah. That's splitting light.
Okay, so that's fine. This is the way we always know that we always think of the Gemara. But Tosfos has an interesting problem. He says like this: Kizuzu Mileo. As usual, Rabbeinu Tam has a problem and an interesting solution. He says like this: V'hikshu Rabbeinu Tam. The Rav Papa Gufe Dehocha Isle Perakama De'Ervin Paritz Ka'omed Mutter. V'hosam Nami Paskin Hilchsahachi. That's basically his problem. He says, how is Rashi learning? According to Rashi, what's the din? That you're going to need a lot more schach on the top than just even. You need more on the schach than even. Okay? So, and if it's even on the top, it's puzzle. And none other than Rav Papa comments on this very halacha. And according to Rashi, he's saying that it's a problem when it's even on top. But the problem is, Rav Papa himself is the man de Amar who holds in Erevin what we call Paritz Ka'omed is Mutter. Okay? So what's Paritz Ka'omed? So that's on Tesvav and Vez. That when you're making a mechitza, you want to make a rishus yachid, let's say. So you need mechitzas, you need barriers, you need some sort of separation. Okay, it could be anything. And the question is, when you're enclosing an area, what if it's even? The space and the wall sections are even. So you have a section of wall. Space, section of wall, space. And the space and the wall are the same dimensions. Okay? Of course, there are limits on these things, but that's the basic idea. So that's called Paritz Ka'omed. So the question is that enough? When you want to make a mechitza around the an area for Shus Yachid, is it enough that you have an even amount of space and substance, or do you need more substance than space? So that's the question of, is Paritz Ka'omed Mutter or not? So the Gemara says, Paritz Ka'omed Rav Papa Amar Mutter, Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua Amar Asar. Right? Rav Papa says, Paritz Ka'omed is good. That's all you need. And Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua says, you need more. So that's a perimeter. It's a mechitza. It's a fence. Right. Like you take a fence. All right. You make a fence. All right. There are details, of course. Love, things like that. But pirtza can't be bigger than 10 amos, whatever it is. But the concept is Paritz Ka'omed is good. So that's what Tosfos is bothered with. Tosfos says,
what's
how
the
could
kasha?
You... What?
What's the kasha?
Yeah, it sounds like there's no relationship between the din of making a mechitza for Rosh Hashanah Yachid and the din of tzeil. I mean, we know a sukkah is tzeil, and Rosh Hashanah Yachid is a mechitza. Well, what's the relationship? So you might think, all right, Tosfos is just making up some funny case. I mean, it just has some funny association, but has really that's Tosfos and doesn't really have anything to do with sukkah intrinsically. But you can't say that because it's a Mishnah, really. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Tezvav and Aleph and Sukkah. The Mishnah says, HaMakara Sukkoso B'Shvudin Oba Ruchos Hamita. So if a person makes, he's Makara Sukkoso B'Shvudin, meaning he covers his sukkah with metal poles. Now he's not Mesachech because it's not Schach, it's puzzle. It's a mekara, means like making a roof. So he covers his sukkah with metal poles, or whatever it is, some form of schach posel. Im yesh revach beinehem kemosan kshera. So the Mishnah says, If there's space in between the schach posel that's equal to the schach posel, it's kshera. How could that be? You just have more posel. Now you have space and schach posel. So obviously it means that space is filled in with schach kasher. Okay? So you can think about it like this. You have the metal poles, and then you throw schach kasher on top of everything. So you'll have in between the schach posel will be completely covered with schach kasher. Okay, and here the Mishnah says, or you're putting poles in between, whatever, however you want to think about it. The Gemara goes through what it is. But here the Gemara, the Mishnah says, if it's even, it's good. And the Gemara says, this is a tiyufta to Rav Huna, Brady of Yeshua, who says that Paritz Ka'omid is not good. This is a proof to Rav Papa. Paritz Ka'omid is good. So you see, Tosis is not off the mark over here intrinsically. The Mishnah itself says there's an inyan of Paritz Ka'omed that's shayach to Sukkah. Factually speaking, yeah.
The whole schach is kosher, just the area where the kosher schach is.
So factually, the case is like this: you have identical rods of schach posel and schach kosher, let's say,
right.
And they're identical in every way, and let's say they fit perfectly together with no space. So you just line them up. One kosher puzzle. So now it comes out, the whole top of the sukkah. So now it comes out, 50% of your schach is kosher and 50% of your schach is puzzle. Right? And the Gemara says, this is a good riot to Rav Papa. And it's a kasher and Rav Huna, pretty sure. So although it sounded surprising to us that there's any relevance of Paritz Ka'omed to schach, There clearly is. So we have two questions. We have to think about what the relevance of Paritz Ka'omed is to schach, and if that's the case, then Tosfos has a very good point now. Now he has a good point that since we hold Paritz Ka'omed is good, so then it should be all you should need is kasher and 50% of kasher on the top. And the rest should be obvious. So how does he read the Gemara? So he reads the Gemara in his own way. He reads the Gemara like this. What does it mean that Lamala and Lamata? So he says like this. Kan mi Lamala means you're standing on top. You know, as you're very close to the schach. You're getting a good view of the schach. In other words, you're getting a true assessment of the shear. So if you're right up to the schach, your head is right there, and you can really see the dimensions perfectly, and it's even, it's good. But when you're on the ground looking up, it's going to appear that when it appears even, it's really going to be more air. Let's think about that for a second. Because he wants to say that let's think this through again. When you're looking up, he's saying, if it truly is evenly spaced, then it's okay. The problem is when it says lamata, it means from the bottom. If you're, it's a question of where you're making the assessment from. Are you making the assessment from the top, or are you making the assessment from the bottom? If you're making the assessment from the top, that means where the schach actually is, then you're making a good assessment. So then, ki adadi is kshera.
From the top, meaning close to it?
Meaning you're standing on a ladder, or you're standing right over it.
Under it and looking right above it.
Yeah, it'd be the same thing.
Same
thing. Yeah. Milamala means you're modeid ha'avir from the top. Then it's good. But if you're omeid milamate ba'aretz, uma'ayin kalpe mala, you're standing on the ground and you're looking upward, then it's going to look like the space is going to look smaller than it actually is. The space is going to look smaller than it actually is.
Won't the schach too?
That's what the Ramban asks. Won't the schach too?
Uh-huh. Right, like why is that some bias towards...
And Tosfos has a funny proof over here. He says it's like a big star. When you look at it far away, it looks like a small star. We can ponder what he. We can ponder the physics of the optics of what he. What he's saying in terms of optics. I'll tell you what I think he's saying. But halachically, the question is, comes out like this. Halachically, Tosfos is learning that if you have even amounts of schach and avi on the top, it's kosher no matter what. Even though you have more space, more air on the bottom, more sunlight on the bottom. And Rashi says it has to be even on the bottom and more on the top in order to achieve even on the bottom. Okay, but the problem is, Tosfos is really raising a good question. The Gemara itself, the Mishnah itself, and the Gemara itself, the Gemara itself, based on the Mishnah and Tezvav, says that Sukkah has to be analyzed in terms of parts ka'omed. So we paskin parts ka'omed, omed ka'parts parts ka'omed is good. As long as they're even, it's good. And for some reason, and the Gemara seems to be saying that the schach also is relevant. It's relevant to the schach also parts ka'omed. So it should be the same. It should just be even. Okay.
Good question.
Yeah.
Does the height of the sukkah play a role in this at all?
Oh, it depends on what do you mean?
In other words,
I was asking a good question. The diffusing of the light is going to increase as you go higher. So if you had a sukkah that's 10 tefachim high, you might get more shade than sun. It might be even. But if it's 10 amas high, it might not be even. The question on Tosos, again, I hope we'll get Tosos today, but the question on Tosos is, so why does it say Tziloso and Chamoso? Why does it just say Schach and Navia? Right. Okay, so let's take a look at the Ran. It's really a very interesting Ran. And that's what I want to focus on. The Ran is like this. It's on 20. So he quotes Rashi. And he said, and he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, right? The question of Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, "V'lav kushyehi, v'chi amar Rav Papa hachi." Right? It's about six lines down the wide lines. That when Rav Papa said Paritz is ka'omed, hani milu in dofen Shabbos, ubeschach posel. Okay, so he's like David was saying. Rav Papa was talking about different cases, a different case. He's talking about the Mechitza of Shabbos, and for some reason, also Schach Pasul will work. It will come under that. Why? Dehi dechi hechi de agmei rachmana lemoshe b'Shabbos lo tifrots ruba hochanami agmerei b'suka lo tesachech b'psul ruba haki adodi sharu. Yeah, see that he's quoting that's the Gemara says in Erev, and he says what does Rav Papa hold? What's the machlokas Rav Papa and Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua? The Gemara says they're arguing on the halacha Moshe Mishinai because mechitzos are halacha Moshe Mishinai. So he says like this: Rav Papa says it's good. Why? Because hachi agmarei rachmana lemoshe lo tifrots ruba. What was the halacha Moshe Mishinai? If you want to make a mechitza, don't have a greater pirza. Don't have a greater space. Lo tifrots ruba. So as long as it's even, it's lo tifrots ruba. And Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua says that wasn't halacha Moshe Mishinai. Halacha Moshe Mishinai was gedor ruba. Fence it and have the fence be the rov. So the Ran says the din of Rav Papa applies to mechitzos and the case where you have schach pasul, because then you can say lo tifrots ruba, that's by the mechitza, and lo tesachech bepsul ruba, but ki adadi is sharu. V'hainu de osi lon shapir masnisen da makara sukasa b'shud no baruchos amita. That's why that Mishnah works out well for Rav Papa. We're using pasul and kosher. Even though we consider the pasul like Haaretz, because the shade that the pasul provides is not functional for the sukkah, right? Le'inyan hechshera, the sukkah, even though in terms of hechsher sukkah, the schach pasul is all like parutz, nonetheless, it's kshera. The sukkah that has equal amounts of pasul and kasher is kshera. Why lefi shein psula rabba la kshera? Because that's all Rav Papa requires. Right? Even Stephen. Just like by Mechitza, all he requires is even avir and even substance. By the schach pasul and the schach kasher, that's all he requires is even pasul and even kasher. Okay? Aval the avir e efshar lomar kain. But you can't say that by avir. Right? Shekevan shim heim shavim milamalo. Because if they were even at the top, meaning in reality they were even, ha'avir rabba milamata, then the air is going to be greater on the bottom. What does he mean by the avir is rabba milamata? All right, he means the sun is rabba milamata. Visukkah betzel talya milso. Right? The whole sukkah is dependent on shade. Hare parutz shala meruba ala omed. So that's everything seemed fine to that last line, right? Now it sounded up to now like he's saying, look, you can tell me, very nice parutz ka omed, but when you have more sun than shade, if you don't have the shade, then there's nothing to talk about, right? But it's interesting, even when he tries to explain why the avir is no good, he says the parutz, its parutz is meruba lomit. Okay. Now he still sounds like he's accepting. He's still accepting the framework of parutz meruba of parutz and omed by sukkah, but he's saying that you got to look at them differently when it's pasul and when it's avir. When it's pasul, we can say even though pasul and avir are basically even though schach pasul. The shade from the schach pasul is kiparetz, like he's saying, and avir is kiparetz, right? But he's saying the parts of the schach pasul and the parts of the avir, we look at them differently. Now, I'll just read this one more line over here. It's a little bit confusing. Let's see if we can just factually explain it. He says like this: Ulav huna braid the Rav Yoshua de armar parutz keomed aser. Nami, is that a Nami? yeah. Nami, tanile, b'chiyadodi milamata. Mishum de lamala omeid meruba, umilamata, nami, kiavi kiyadodi omeid meruba la parats, machshavle. Okay. It is a little bit confusing, okay? You want to just try to do it? It's a little bit confusing. Let's just try to get it straight. He's saying like this. So he's trying to work it out that both Rav Papa and Rav Huna can learn the Mishnah. That's what he's trying to work it out. Right? So he says Rav Papa is going to say, why? Rav Papa only requires even. Okay? But Rav Huna requires more omed. So he says, but the Mishnah works out for both of them. Why? He says, he says like this. Why? Because when they're even on the bottom, that's the problem. In other words, for Rav Huna, why is it good when it's even on the bottom? Rav Huna says, omeid has to be meruba la parutz. And that was sort of like making an analogy to the shade and the sun. So if you're going to say omeid meruba la parutz, you should need more shade than sun. How is it enough that it's equal shade and sun on the bottom? That's like parutz ka'omed, sort of. Right? So he says, no, but that's okay, because on the top it's more. Right? And on the bottom it's the same. So that's okay. So we can call it like meruba ala parutz, omeid meruba ala parutz. Right?
How is it the same?
More shade.
No, more on the top.
More on the top.
More on the top.
More shade.
Right. So therefore, even though Rav Huna requires by mechitzos omin meruba laparatz, and we're saying that the sunlight is like the parats, right? So how does it work out that equal is good on the bottom? For Rav Huna, it shouldn't be enough to have equal on the bottom, because that would be like omed kiparats, because it's equal. So he says it's no, but since there's more on the top and it's equal on the bottom, then even Rav Huna is satisfied with omed and treats it like omed kiparats. Omed merubah laparats. Okay, I'm trying to confuse you. That's what I'm trying. I'm trying to show you this is all very confusing, right? Okay.
It's working.
Thank you. So he says like this: Hilkach, Rav Papa boi ki adodi milamata. To Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua nami sagi lebachi. All right. So basically, what I want to try to explain is that's the hardest line of it. What I want to try to explain is how do we apply omed the ideas of paritz ka omed to the schach. On the one hand, Rabbeinu Tam does it very cleanly, but he just ignores shade, right? So the Ran is trying to work out like some middle ground over here. It's going to take into account the top, but also work it out with the shade, and somehow come out and try to show you when we can apply paritz ka omed like by mechitzas and Shabbos, and when we can't. But even when he says we can't, it still seems like it's attached somehow to the basic idea of parts in the Kohmet. So really what we need to do is we have to try to understand the basic machlokas and Erevin of parts Kohmet or Omed Meruvala parts. Okay? And then we'll try to see how it works back over here by Sukkah. Okay, so again, so the Gemara says that what's the machlokas by Mechitza Shabbos on Tesvav and Bez. Rav Papa says Paritz Ka'omed is good, and Rav Huna says you need Omed Meruba Laparitz to be good. Okay, so, right, again, you understand what that means factually, right? And the Gemara says it all depends on how you understand the Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. Rav Papa says that what was the din that was received? Lo Tifrotz Ruba. Don't break it open. Don't have the in the rove, right? Don't have a breach. Don't breach. The breach shouldn't be the rove. And Rav Huna, braid Rav Yeshua, says the din was received gidor ruba. Fence it in. The rove should be fenced in. All right. So how can we define this machlokas? That's the question. I mean, that's basically what I want to try to get to, and work it out to Sukkah. How do we understand the Smachlokas? So what's interesting about the Machlokas is the argument of Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. That's always interesting. But which side would you say? We'll do that approach. Rove, right? Rove, rubo kukulo, what you would normally say. Rove of something is when you, right? What's the idea of the even? So.
It's the ultimate from rubo, like what are you being poet?
Right.
There's no thing right. In the first place.
Right. So maybe the idea is like this. That what are you really doing by, what is the idea of mechitza? Right? Making a rishus yachid. It really is that you're removing, you're trying to create a certain effect in a makom via the mechitzos. In other words, sometimes you need a cheftza for itself, right? Like a lulav. But over here, the whole essence of the cheftza of the mechitza, of the entity of mechitza, is really in terms of the effect that it casts in the area that it's surrounding, right? And really, parts is the way everything starts out. That's the truth. Everything is parts. It's open. Parts means it's open. It's unbounded. Right? And that's part of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or a Carmelist, whatever it is, but it's not the idea of a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Rosh Hashanah Yachid is that you have a barrier that's breaking the openness. It's removing the free flow of traffic. So really, Rav Papa's idea is appealing on that level. That over here, Ruba, when you say Rove, that's nice when you have to bring in a positive entity, let's say. So okay, it's a question when exactly you can say Ruba Kulo, but over here the point is, over here really what are we trying to achieve? We're really trying to achieve a removal of the openness of the space. So Rav Papa says, we don't care about the... all we care about the mechitza is that it removes the unqualified pirtza, parutz. This place is no longer a free place of movement. It's no longer a mokom parutz.
Because it's not rov parutz.
It's not rov parutz. So the place is no longer parutz. And I've removed that quality. Okay? It's no longer a definition in this place. So that's all we really need. That's all we really need, according to Rav Papa. But what does Rav Huna say? What does Rav Huna say? So I don't think Rav Huna disagrees with the idea of what really makes it essentially the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But he holds like this. He says, that's nice. He says, in terms of the effect, it's true. You don't have a mokum that's parts anymore. Okay? You don't have a mokum that's parts anymore. But he holds that it's not enough to define the mechitzos purely, to define this place as surrounded purely by the effect. You need a positive entity in the mechitzos themselves. In other words, when you're creating a space whose essence is really the effect, when you're using the mechitzos to create a mokom, and the mechitzos really are only there for the desired, for the effect of removing parutz, is there any din in the mechitzos themselves as being a positive entity for hekif, for this place, or can we define it purely functionally? In other words, what's the difference if it's even or if it's rov mechitzos? Let's ask that question. What's really the difference? If I have the desired effect that it's not parutz, so what's really the difference? What am I missing? What does Rav Huna Breider Yeshua say you're missing? In other words, what are you really missing, according to Rav Huna Breider Yeshua? Once you don't have the parts anymore, you don't have the shame parts anymore, so what are you missing? Mechitzos. In other words, once you have rov mechitzos, that means to say that there's like a bittel of the pirtza that's there. In other words, the question is: do we have to look at the chefza that's creating the effect and judge it like an ordinary chefza that would require only one shame being expressed? I want to know. I have these pieces. Right? So, do I have one big mechitza, or is it mechitza space, mechitza space? Is there something intervening over here? So, Rav Huna Breider Yeshua is saying, you need really a bittel of all the pirtza. You need rov, gedor ruba. then I'll say I have one big entity of rov, of machitzos. And Rav Papa is saying, we don't care about the machitzos per se. The machitzos only exist here functionally. As long as they remove the quality of pirtza in the mokom, then they qualify. In other words, what I'm trying to say is, the question over here comes about because ordinarily, in terms of a cheftza as its own, in terms of if I need an entity and I need a quality in the entity, then that quality has to be the rov. You understand? If I have an entity, I want to know, do I have this? I have these sections and I have these spaces, right? So do I have a big entity of mechitza now? Well, the presence of the opposite shame, the presence of pirtza, will break it up. Right, so I'll need gedor ruba. I'll need to say that fence is the majority. Then I can consider it all one large entity of fence. Right. So, but Rav Papa is saying that's in the ordinary case where I'm looking at the cheftza on its own terms as an entity in its own right. But over here, the whole idea of mechitza is really, insofar as how it affects another area, how it affects the place that it's surrounding. So in that sense, I don't care about mechitza. Al tifrots ruba is all I care about. So you can say it like this. Al tifrots ruba means that the din mechitzos really comes from the effect that it has on the makom. And then all you need is al tifrots ruba. Do I have all the mechitza really is a purely functional type of an entity. There's no din in what a mechitza has to be. It just has to be something that prevents the openness of the space, removes the openness of the space. So then it's just al tifrots ruba.
If it's 50-50, then why is it producing that affect in the space? How could it not be there but yet produce the affect?
Because the space is not open. As long as I remove, as long as it's even.
Yeah, 25%.
No. 25, if I have 25%, then that's a good question. What if I have less? See, it's a little bit more complicated. Because if I have less than, if I have more parts than omed, right, I get into a different problem. Then I really have a bittel of the omed. Then it's considered like there's nothing there.
At 49.51.
That's considered like a bittel of the omid.
That's totally open.
Right. Then it has the din of being totally open. But,
according to the definition you gave, so.
Well, the thing is like this. You have to, we're always going to define the area by, in other words, it starts out totally open, right? And in order to enter in the other shame of being blocked, it has to be a quality of blocked. So 50-50 means that you have partial blockage and partial open. But that removes the openness. But if it's mostly open, then I just define the whole area as open. Then I would say rov. But if I can't, if it's even, I can't say one or the, I can't really call it open. I can't call it totally open. I can't call it totally blocked. But that's enough to remove the openness.
Why couldn't you just easily then?
What all Rav Papa is saying is the area can't be defined by pirtza. That's it. Al tifros ruba. The area can't be defined by pirtza. So a 50-50 will remove the definition of pirtza. Whereas Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua says, That's that the din is you actually need an entity of mechitza. So you have to be mevatel on the other side. You have to be mevatel the shame pirtza that's in between. But what I'm trying to say is like this. They're both learning. The reason there's a machlokas by them, the reason why there's a machlokas to begin with is because it's not the normal case of rov. The normal case of rov is where the entity is where I'm qualifying the entity itself, like the kone or the like by shchita. I need rov of the kone. So 50-50 wouldn't be good because I have to cut the kone. I have to create a quality of being cut in the cheftza, right? So if it's not rov, I haven't created the quality of kana, of cut. The Gemara has a havamina that there's a sheet that there's a havamina in the Gemara that 50-50 is a sheet, but the Gemara rejects that. But the point is that that's when I have to create the quality, the positive quality of cut. Okay. What's that? It's not removing uncutness, no. But and that's in the kana itself. But what I'm trying to say over here is, over here we're looking at the mechitza in terms not because we need mechitzos. We don't need mechitzos. We're not looking for mechitzos. We're not looking for substance of mechitzos per se. We're looking for an area that's affected in terms of its traffic. Well, maybe that's a better way to explain the whole thing. In other words, by the Rishus HaYachid, it's not an area that has mechitzos around. It's not the mechitzos around it that make it a Rishus HaYachid. Right?
Both
sides
agree to that?
Everybody agrees to that.
Oh, really?
It's not a structure, per se, that we talk about when we say Rishus HaYachid. What we mean by Rishus HaYachid is an area that has a stima to the rabbim, an area that prevents the flow, the openness of the, that prevents the flow of the of an open space, like a sharp hill could be considered the top of a hill could be Rosh Hashanah, because it prevents the hiluch of the rabbim. So the mechitza really is there just to the mechitza really the omeid and the parutz really are just descriptions of substance that will prevent the flow of traffic and open substances that have no effect on the flow of traffic. You want to, if you have a Rishus HaRabim or a Karmelus, it means it's unimpeded. The Rabim, the Helich of the Rabim is unimpeded. You want to create a Rishus HaYachid, you have to impede the Helich of the Rabim. It's not the mechitza per se, like a cheftza of mitzvah. It's not that I need a positive entity of mechitza, like a cheftza shel mitzvah, like a lulav. It's the whole mechitza, the whole idea of the mechitza is just that it casts an effect on the area inside of it. Okay? And that effect is reached when you're at 50-50. That's what Rav Papa says, is what are you focusing? What do you mean, Gedor Ruba? Who cares about the fence? The fence itself is not an entity that we care about. All we care about is that it's not an open space. Once I have 50-50, it's Al Tifros Ruba. You understand? And Rav Huna says, that's true. He says, but you still need a rove, you still need an entity of the breaking of the steam of the rabbin. Now, as he holds that you don't differentiate this type of a cheftza from other types of cheftzos. Rav Papa says, in this type of a cheftza, we don't care about the presence, we don't care about intrinsically having it one unified entity with being mevatel the presence of the of its opposite, for in between it. We don't care. We just look at the space. Is the space open, or is the traffic hampered, halachically speaking? So when I have 50-50, that's enough. I have Al Tifrat's Ruba. But when I have, but Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua says, no, the halachic definition, even in this entity, where it's essentially functional, there must be a cheftza that has that quality. In order to qualify the space in between, it's not purely functional. It must come through an entity of that quality. What's an entity of that quality? A geder. So therefore, I have to have a geder. How do I have one continuous geder? By being mevatel, the miut. That's with rov. In other words, do I need the rove to be mevatel the miyot to produce this entity of geder, which will now create this area of stimas haravim, Or is it enough if I just have the substance to the degree that it functions to create this effect?
He's saying it's a nice conceptual idea, but if you can't tell me you have a private property without a fence, if you don't have a fence.
That's right. He says you need the feature of that idea. It's not enough just to... It's true that there's no real din of mechitza per se, right? There's no real din of mechitza per se. It could be a slope of a hill could be considered a mechitza. That's the difference between sukkah and Shabbos. Sukkah does have a din of a dofen. Shabbos has no din of a dofen. But it's just practically speaking. You have a cliff, whatever it is. So water, all those different possibilities. But he says still... You need to have... Still, we can't define the entity completely by effect. We need to say the other way. We need to say that the makom is... that you have to start out with an entity of enclosure. You need an entity of enclosure to create this area. Whereas Rav Papa says, the area is simply defined by the effect. So if I... Huh?
How does he deal with that peak? Where's the entity? Where's the structure?
For who? For Rav Huna? The one who says you need an entity?
Yeah,
it's not the same kind of an entity. That's a question of how you. It's a good question. Okay, but anyway, but with this idea, I think we can carry it over to Sukkah a little bit. Yeah. So I think that this is what the Ron is trying to explain. The Ron is trying to explain over here. He says, what's the whole? You have to look when we want to judge Paritz Ka'omed. Now, you have to take the principle of Paritz Ka'omed and apply it to the inyan of Sukkah. The principle of Paritz Ka'omed has an application to Schach. Why? Because there's a parallel. In both cases, we're trying to create an area of effect via an entity. Okay? On Shabbos, we're trying to create an area that has a stima of the hilach of the rabbin. And by sukkah, we're trying to create the effect of not blocking the rabbin, but what? Blocking the sun. Okay? Now, what the Ron is saying is like this. He's saying, why is it no good if there's more sun? Why is it no good if it's even on top? Why is it no good if it's even on top? Because that is Paritz Meruba Al-Omed. Why does it mean it's Paritz Meruba Al-Omed? It means to say that I don't... Paritz means the unaffected space. Paritz is an unaffected space. Omed really means the blockage. Okay? So when you want to say Paritz Ka'omed, what does it mean? It means the block and the unaffected space are having equal effects. You understand? So it comes out, practically speaking, when I'm talking about stopping people from walking, there's an exact one-to-one correlation between the ability to walk through an open space and the inability to walk through substance. So every piece of substance will block exactly the same amount of hiluch that the avir would allow through. So if I have, physically speaking, in terms of substance, space and substance that are equal, then the effect of blockage and the effect of openness are equal in this place. But when I want to apply this idea to the sukkah, okay, he's saying you have to recalibrate. Paritz Ka'omed doesn't mean, you can't just apply it blindly and say, well, Paritz Ka'omed by Mechitza means space and Avir that are equal. So Paritz Ka'omed by Schach should also always mean space and Avir that are equal. No! You have to look at what the power of the Pirtza is. If one space of avir is like a double pirtza to the amount of omed, then even is considered paritz meruba omed. Why? Because the breaking through of the substance that you're trying to stop is overpowering the stoppage. You understand? You have to look at conceptually parts in Omid. You have to look at it in terms of function. It just so happens that by Shabbos, the ability of the parrots and the parrots and the omed happen to be exactly on the same calibration, right? They're exactly on the same scale. 1 foot of fence is going to stop. 1 foot of fence stops the amount that 1 foot of avir would let through. So then I can just look at the space. It's very simple. I can look at the substance. I'll know, is the pirtza of the rabim equal to the stoppage of the omed? Well, I can just measure that in the substance of the avir and the substance of the omed. But when I ask the question by schach, I want to know, is the pirtza of the chama equal to the blockage of the schach? So then you can't look at the schach and the avir, because they don't have the same. The avir has a much greater quality of pirtza than the schach has of omed. So in order to get to paritz ke omed, you're really going to have to increase the amount of substance in the sukkah, in the schach. But you're not increasing the amount of substance in the schach because you don't hold from paritz ke omed. It's because to get to the idea of Paritz Ka'omeh that's expressed on Shabbos, you need, given the qualities of light, you need more Omeh in order to even out the effect. So once again, all Rav Papa says is, we don't need the Sukkah to have a Schach per se of an entity of Schach, of Rov. It's enough if it's even. But if it's even, but that's as long as the area is equally affected. In terms of the area being equally affected, that's all we need. You understand? But avir will automatically affect the area more than the schach. That's why he says it's when it's even. He says parutz shela meruba ala omed. The parutz of the avir is a greater pirtza than the omed is a blocker. It's a greater pirtza than the omed is a blocker. So in order to get the concept of paritz ka'omed, it means to say we need the equally affected space. We need the space to be equally affected. See? And that's why he says it'll even satisfy by sukkah. It happens to be it'll even satisfy Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua. Why? Because even though it's only 50-50 on the bottom, Rav Huna Breider Yehoshua never insisted on anything more than, in theory, Al Tifrot Ruba. The theory of Al Tifrot Ruba he agreed with. All you need to do is remove the definition of parts. And 50-50 would do that. The only thing is, by Shabbos, he said, you also need a cheftza of that idea. It happens to be, by sukkah, the only way to get it even is to have an entity that the rove is going to be schach. So it turns out it'll even satisfy Rav Huna Breider Yehoshua. Because in order to reach the threshold where the effect is even, you're automatically going to need a cheftza of schach.
Aren't we essentially saying that by sukkah it's defined by the affect and it's not defined by
no! Depends what you mean. Depends what you mean.
I'm just saying that at the end of the day, it doesn't sound like there is such a thing as kol shem schach insofar as intrinsically itself as it is by mechitza. It always has to take into consideration the affect that it creates, which is the shade.
But not because we have to sit in more shade. Not because... See, this is the key point. The key point is like this. Our question was, what does parts merubah have to do with anything? So the idea is like this. The way that both Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran really are learning is Paritz Meruba La'omed is a din by whenever you need an entity to create an effect in the space in the enclosed space that it's in the space that's enclosing. Whether it's an area that's being surrounded in terms of Rosh Hashanah Yochid and Shabbos, or whether it's in terms of breaking, or whether it's in terms of an area that's being covered by sukkah. And whenever you want to create that identity of breaking the openness, whether it's the openness of the open flow of traffic or the open sunlight, right? According to Rav Papa, you never need the chefza per se. You never need a rove in the substance per se, right? You just need the substance insofar as it functions to remove the shame of parts or the shame of chama. Okay?
Everyone agrees by sukkah. You need more shade.
You do not need more shade. You absolutely do not need more shade. Well, there's two Mishnahs. One says you need more shade, and one says you can't have more sun. So it's Akasha. Sounds familiar. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. You don't need more shade. The only reason why you need more schach is so that you can get the effect to be even in the bottom. You know, it's by Shabbos, what are you trying to stop? The flow, right? Trying to exclude the access. You're trying to exclude access. No, you're not. You're blocking the sun. What is shade? Shade is blocking the sun. That's what shade is. No, it's exactly the same.
If you have 50-50,
one second. So this is the analogy. When I have an open space, so I have nothing. There's no impediment to any type of traffic, right? That's open. I put up every piece of omid I put up, I'm preventing traffic. So open space means completely no obstacle to the traffic, right?
No,
the omid stops the flow, stops the traffic, right? The omid is an obstacle. No. Well, that's what it does. That's what omid does. Okay? You can't go through the omid. The omid does that.
But it doesn't affect the space.
Forget about that for now. I'm just trying to get to the basic analogy. Okay? The same thing by a sukkah. The openness means there's complete sun. When I say you need shade, it means to say you need an entity that blocks the flow of the sun. So the flow of the sun is analogous to the flow of traffic. That's the way he's learning. He's saying you need an entity, you need a mechitza on your, you need a ceiling, you need a roof. What is a roof? A roof is substance that stops the bikua of the sun. It stops the open flow of the sun. Okay? And now he's saying you can work out the rules of Paretz Ka'omed, as long as you look at the schach, as long as you look at the qualities of the pirtz of the avir versus the qualities of the pirtz of the versus the qualities of the omed. So in order to create the mechitza, you have to have equal affecting qualities, equal affecting portions of the paretz. You need to have equal affects of parts and equal affects of omed. By people flowing, the substance and the avir, if they are equal, memela will have an equal affect of obstruction and unobstruction. But by schach, if I have equal portions of space and substance, I don't have equal amounts of I don't have equal entities that qualify the openness of the sun and the blocking of the sun, because the sun doesn't get blocked as efficiently as people get blocked. Okay, so he's saying it's the same exact thing. In both cases, I'm just trying. It's not that I need. In both cases, I'm trying to create an effect on the bottom. I'm trying to create an effect on the other side of the mechitza. And Paretz Ka'omed is a din that tells you, how do you create that effect? And Paretz Ka'omed is telling you, I'm sorry, the other way, that as long as you have removed the openness, right, You don't need to have a positive entity of Mechitza. So he's saying that has an application over here too. But he's saying what Rabbeinu Tam's mistake is, he's looking at it like it's exactly the same. He's saying just like in Shabbos, it's a one-to-one of substance and avir is considered paras ka'omed, so too by schach, a one-to-one substance and avir should be paras ka'omed. The Ran is saying, no. He's saying you're making a mistake. You're just applying the exact same case of paras ka'omed by Shabbos to the case of sukkah. You have to apply the inyan of paras ka'omed from Shabbos to the inyan of paras ka'omed by sukkah. By sukkah, the avir is a greater pirtza than the omed. So you can't look at paratz ka'omed in Shabbos and then just copy an application to sukkah. The idea still applies.
Is there an argument in sukkah with them, Rav Huna or Rav Papa, or there's no argument?
Yes, there still is.
But which case did they argue
with? Oh, so that's what the Ran is saying. As long as it's schach and avir, lemaisa, it's not going to be an argument. There is one argument. The argument is we have schach posel and schach kosher. You see, that's the fantastic thing. Let me just—if we—if you understand this last point, then I'm satisfied, okay? Or if you agree with this last point, then I'm satisfied. I'll ask you the question: schach posel is like paritz. That's what the Ran says. Schach posel is like paritz because it's non-schach, right? So, how come when I have schach posher and schach kosher, it can be equal, right? We just said before, by schach, the paritz is greater than the omed, right? Because the schach posel should be like it's not there. So why is it when I have schach kosher and schach posel, it's good if it's paritz ka omed? And when I had schach and avir, it would be no good. So the thing is, exactly, because by when I have schach posel and schach my question always has to be this. I always have to ask this question. What effect is my schach kosher, is my schach having versus my non-schach? That's the question I have to ask. And as long as they're having equal effect, then it's good. So if it's schach and avir, they're not. Because the lack of avir, the lack of schach, is a double pirtza. It's a pirtza. It's like a super pirtza, right? It has a much greater effect than the omed. But what's the effect of schach posel? It's a shadow. The only thing is, it's not a shadow that I can use. So if I have schach kosher and schach posel, and they're all even. So it turns out I'm getting a full shadow, right? I'm getting a full... In other words, let's put it this way. What's the pirtza of the schach posel? It casts a disqualified shadow. It casts a shadow that disqualifies, okay? But then it turns out it would be like... The only thing that schach posel is, really, is like it would be like if it was like a thick... It's like heavy air. It's like if I could have air that would allow just the same amount of sunlight through that the schach blocks the sun. That's effectively what you're getting by schach posel. You're getting a full area. Now you have to ask, what's the pirtza of the schach posel?
So then it becomes like Shabbos.
Then you have the machlokas. In other words, by schach kosher and schach posel, then it really is a one-to-one effect, because they're both doing the same thing, but one of them disqualifies for the mitzvah, and one of them qualifies for the mitzvah.
But by Shabbos, it would be a question of real physical phenomenon. Over here, it's a halachic phenomenon.
Yeah, it's more complicated by sukkah. No question. It's more complicated by sukkah. But what I'm trying to show you is that the idea of paritz ka'omed applies because we're using the cheftza in terms of its effect. That's the inyan of paritz ka'omed. It turns out, according to Rav Huna and Rav Yehoshua, by the case of schach and avir, That's what the Ron's criticism is of Tosfos is. His criticism is not that Paritz Ka'omed doesn't apply by the Avir completely. Not that it's a completely different psul. No, the point that I wanted to make is like this: when you read the Ron, when you start reading the Ron, you would think that what's the Ron about to say? He's about to say, oh, if you don't have shade, you have nothing to talk about. You don't have the whole thing of sukkah is shade. How can you tell me you have a sukkah and you're not in the shade? That's not what he says. He says, well, the problem is you have a bigger pirtza. You have a bigger pirtza than you think. You think it's Paritz Ka'omed because the space and the schach are even. No, but that's not how you judge Paritz Ka'omed. You don't judge it in the space. You judge the effect of what you have versus the effect of what you don't have. And when they're even, you have Paritz Ka'omed. Turns out that when you have avir, what you don't have has a greater effect than what you do have. So now being even is considered Paritz Meruba Omed, because its pirtza is greater. But if I add fossil and kosher, then the effect of the pirtza and the effect of the schach will be equal. And then it would be enough if they're even. But Rav Huna Brit Yeshua would say you'd need to have more. That's what the Gemara says. If it's fossil and kosher, it's a kosher of Rav Huna Brit Yeshua. You have to learn he means it's a little bit more. But what I'm trying to show... Yeah.
According to Rav Huna Brit Yeshua, what's the significance of the amount of air that's being let in? Meaning if the top there's more schach than there is air?
Right.
So is it the fact that on the bottom it kind of evens out, what does the evening out do? Like if there were more air on the bottom, would that be a problem for him?
Yes, that would definitely be a problem for him. What he's saying, what it does is, what it does is, he's saying it happens to be. I wouldn't say it's a lucky break, but that's the reality of our physical laws. That the property of light is that it has this effect. But he's saying like this: all you need for Rav Huna Brit Yeshua is that you need a cheftza. Not only do you need the space to be affected, but you need a cheftza of that effect. So you have to have the effect, and you have to have an entity of that effect. So therefore, he says, by Shabbos, it's a nafkamina, because you can really have the effect at mechza al mechza, but you're not going to have the entity, because you want to have a bittel of the pirtza. But by schach, you're always, memela, you're always going to have it, when you have schach and avir, that you need to have the cheftza just to get to the level of effect. So it turns out it's never a problem. Turns out, for Rav Huna, Rav Huna and Rav Papa are always going to agree by schach and avir.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Rashi and the Rif, they take it back to the schach, meaning that...
The real question is, how do you apply an idea of Paritz Ka'omed, which sounds like a pure substance idea, to an entity that we know is essentially defined by its effect of shade, right? So the Ram is saying, no, Paritz Ka'omed is not a substance idea. It's really an effect idea. Just happens to be the effect in Shabbos is commensurate to the substance and the avir. But the effect of schach is not commensurate to the schach, to the substance and the avir. There's an over... the avir has a greater effect than the schach. So to be even, you have to compensate in the schach over the avir. But we're always looking for the same idea, Paritz Ka'omed. It's not really a substance measuring system. It's an effect measuring system, right? It's paritz, meaning it's what it's letting in versus it's omed, what it's blocking, right? Is it blocking as much as it's letting in is the question. So by people, all you need is one-to-one substance. But by light, you need more substance. Okay, so that's how he works out the idea of Paritz Ka'omed. The Rabbeinu Tam says that it's really substance. He really does hold an idea of substance, Paritz Ka'omed. The only thing is, he holds that by sukkah, what does tzeil, what is the idea of tzeil by sukkah? What is the idea of tzeil by sukkah? That's just part of the definition of what the substance is. You need things that grow from the ground, and they have a quality of blocking the light. Okay? So when I say tzilosam rub mechamosa, so he's saying you really do look at it like a regular mechitza. But what's the din? I have to be under a mechitza of a certain kind of substance. That's all.
Say that because really, like, if it's always relational to what it's producing, because if the